All right, we are finally here live, folks. We're waiting for Felicia to show up before we turn on the audio. Otherwise, everything's going to look out of sorts, and I don't want to have to mess with editing and moving and editing stuff, and I don't want to fucking deal with it right now. So we're just waiting for Felicia. So you got us audio only here for a couple of minutes, and we've got Defenseless Prime on Facebook going, wait, why am I trying to skip to the end? That's not how live stuff works. And to say back to Joan, no, we are not Memorex. We are, and I don't know, I guess we're kind of live. I mean, there's probably a few millisecond delay if you want to get nerdy about it, but
there's a good old dropout delay, but nobody's got their hand on the button.
There's a button? Who's got the button?
Oh, I got plenty of buttons here.
Yeah, Joe's joining us as well in the chat. I'm just gonna bring the patrons in while we're waiting for everybody else to get here. So Bicycle Legs, ooh, welcome in. Bob K, welcome in. Guys that are checking us out on YouTube, and you might not normally catch us live, we let patrons and members join us in the chat live on the show because they're people that have proven themselves that they can actually hold a conversation while we're doing the show. And everybody knows Joe. Everybody hears Joe just about every.
They're one up on me then.
Oh, come on, we love you too, Neil.
No, I mean, Neil, I'm talking about holding up conversations.
You are probably, you've probably been on the show as a guest more times than anybody else so far. I mean, really? Aside from Joe, yeah.
Yeah, hey, so
that's my new goal.
No, I want to ask what's happening with the mask stuff up there. I understand the border is still sealed and you actually have people trying to follow the guidelines.
Yeah, we have people that wear masks. I generally throw one on them if I'm going somewhere where I know I'm going to be around people.
Yeah, like, because you're not, you know, a, unless you're not it's a downstairs steaming my asshole. You're... Well,
right. It's just the nice thing to do, right?
And I carry one. And I forgot mine. I had one of them standard N95 type pieces of crap that I was wearing for the first bit. But I forgot it when I went to donate blood one time. So they gave me a nice red, go figure, red mask that I can wear that I've been using that they supplied for us, which is pretty cool.
I got a nice fancy one with stars and galaxies in it. Shit.
I got a couple cool ones coming. One of them's got the Batman logo on it.
Amazon's great. You can get anything there, right?
Well, I think I got mine off Etsy, to be honest.
Yeah, close. It's all mail order.
Yeah, exactly.
I even see bodybuilders selling masks now.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Satanic Temple. Everybody, anybody that can make a mask is selling one now.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the 2020 fashion.
Well, it's probably going to be the 2021 fashion for a while, too.
Unfortunately, what Kyle said is probably true.
What I really liked was Devo was selling face shields attached to energy domes.
Nice.
Yeah.
maybe Trump's brown shirt should start handing out masks to people.
Oh, no.
That would make them a bunch of cucks. That's what they wouldn't want to do that. No, oh, I can't possibly show that we care about some people.
Can't do that.
Oh, they closed the airspace in Portland. You can't fly news choppers or drones in there now.
Yeah, because it looks like a plane accidentally landed on... Wait, what was that thing I saw? Looked like there was some kind of emergency where a plane landed on a street in Portland. I'm trying to go back and see if I can find it.
That would have been big news.
They said there was an emergency plane landing.
Oh, I'm trying to... Did you get her? Yeah, I think you got her.
Crazy days.
Hi, Felicia. We are live on audio. We haven't switched over to video yet, but Felicia is here, folks. So we are about to change over. I'm just gonna fix something real quick. We're just talking about fascism on the rise in Portland right now with the fucking federal officers thinking they can arrest people on non-federal grounds
because of graffiti, not for looting or killing or murdering or beating, but for graffiti.
Pretty sure that for looting and rioting, it's also not secret police in this country that we've generally turned to, but whatever.
And usually it's not typically a capital offense where you need to actually worry for your life about,
there was a guy that got shot in the face with a rubber bullet, they're having to reconstruct his face.
I know, Jesus, it's horrifying. Christ, They shot him from 30 feet and he was just playing a boombox. That's all he was doing.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, it was that guy that got dropped from. Okay. Yeah. I remember that one. Fucking
wait,
hell.
Wait. What was he playing on the boombox though?
That's a good. Let's pull ourselves. I'm not saying anybody deserved to the face. Yeah, I was gonna say nothing deserved the bullet to the face, but
right. unless it was Hello Barbie, Let's Go Party.
Oh,
I'm there with you now.
That's anti-fascism 101 right there.
it was probably Springtime for Hitler. You know how Fash hate that song.
That would have been beautiful.
I really, really, really want to get like a protest group together that's like all like decked out in like the Broadway productions Nazi stormtrooper. Like that shit would be hilarious. I mean, an absurd amount of glitter. Like it has been my dream to like go counter protest Nazis and like play that song and like have like the showgirls with like the pretzels on their heads and everything. It would be amazing because Nazis hate that shit. They don't
forget
like
the horse lube.
I'm sure that'll be coming to your city soon. They're be coming to all the major cities. Right.
So. Actually, there's a protest tonight, and I just didn't have the energy to get there. It takes a lot of coordinating for me to get to a protest.
It does.
Because, like, not living right where they are, you know.
There's driving and parking and food and water. Yeah, you know.
I got a bag. But it's not just driving and parking. It's okay, what happens? Like, we only have one car between us right now. So if I get arrested, what happens to that one car? Really, Cat? All day.
And what if it's set on fire and overturned? You know, it happens.
No, it doesn't. It's hey, really take, not.
Take public transportation to the
Oh, you mean thing. During a pandemic where people aren't wearing masks?
Well, you got yours on.
There's no winning. There's no winning, Bob.
We don't probably have viable public transportation.
No, but I saw the lady that decided to go au naturel in front of the police, and then they just up and left.
They didn't know what the hell to do with that.
I mean, whatever works. Whatever.
She started doing naked yoga in the middle of the
Okay, I was going to say, for those that didn't know, I wanted to clue everybody in what you guys are talking about there is that a lady to protest the police were being there. She stripped naked and did yoga in front of the cops. And they didn't know
what to do
in that.
By any means necessary.
They just walked away.
Yeah, by any means necessary. Like, just so whatever gets the job done.
The cops start coming on you, just strip.
No, not generally.
No. Look, if I stripped, man,
I tried that. It doesn't work.
Yeah,
but also I want to go back a little bit.
Yeah, they got violent last time I did that.
The whole flipping a car and burning it—that's not like normal.
They did it here in Vancouver.
Was it just random cars?
Yep, just random. It was after in 2010 when the Canucks lost to Boston.
Sports riot.
Cop cars over.
That's a good reason.
Yeah. Cop cars are one thing.
What's amazing to me are people fucking sports rioting when your team wins.
Yeah. I know. They planned on doing it either way.
That's the really fucked part of it.
Thank God Portland ever won.
But no, like, it's not about just causing random destruction. That's not what's going on in these kinds of protests. In Salt Lake, there was one cop car that was flipped that was left suspiciously unattended in the middle of a protest. It was very strange. They just did it to a bunch of cars.
This car,
right. Only one got fucked with. But the cops left a bunch of cars just, like, abandoned. Roger was listening to the scanner and, like, yeah, it happened several times. But then there was one other car, and it was a civilian car. And that's the fucker who drove into the protest. He didn't hit anyone. That's not what he was doing. He got out and fired an arrow into the protesters.
Oh, that's right. He thought he was Robin Hood.
Yeah, and they flipped his car and fucked with it. And I don't feel bad. No. Fuck that guy.
You play stupid games, you win stupid prizes.
Yeah, he also got hit in the face a couple of times, which obviously that is what you do if somebody fires an arrow into a crowd. Like, that's what you do, is you start hitting them so that they can't keep firing arrows.
As much as I want us to be post-primate humans, I want us to be that. We are always going to be primate humans. And so the fact is, there's going to be some animalistic retribution. And I'm not trying to say that people are animals, but I'm just trying to say there is primordial. There is, like, you try to hurt me, I throw a rock at you kind of
thing. There's only so much stupid you can take.
Wait, did you remember the time he said that they were all black people and you see nothing but white people jump on them? Like, yeah, that's what happened. I'm sorry, guys. I just want to jump in and say,
hi.
I just want to jump in and say hi. I'm glad I was able to miss it, but it's like Saturday night. I just moved and I'm just getting company. So I just want to say thank you guys for your show.
Thank God for us. That's one of my favorite. One of my favorite YouTubers is a guy I used to know from the Destructoid days, Jim Sterling.
Yes.
And one of his sign-off on the show is thank God for me. Fucking time. And it is so goddamn appropriate because he's just amazing.
he has gone, like, with all the gaming stuff, he has gone full, like, fuck these corporations, fuck microtransactions.
Yep.
And, like, hey, you can tell from when he was in Destructoid to, like, now he's like, you know what? Fuck these companies. He has what? Capital triple A games. But yeah, I gotta go.
All right, Crimson. Have a good night, man.
Hi. We'll see
you. You take care, Crimson.
You guys too.
Thank God for us. There we go. That's enough changed. We could go with that one. Oh boy, we've got to talk about on the show this week when we finally get around to the regular show. Hi guys, you're catching us pregame, and that's what we do. We kind of pregame before we get started. Everybody having any libations tonight? I know, Neil, you got some beers.
Oh yeah, I got my. I've been doing my pregame warm up with the what do they call this? The 32-ounce lift or something?
All you got is beers.
I should have got some whiskey, but I didn't think about it.
Beers is my preference, so yeah, it's all I got is beers. No, I'm out of scotch. I ran out of scotch last week.
I will not be opening this guy tonight. This will not be. Oh no, it's not going to happen because I still have the shitty bottle of Rothschild's.
There you go.
Look at a brand new bottle when we did that show. This was a brand new bottle when we did that show.
You and Roger, holy shit,
I made it down to probably about here when I was recording that show. That's why I don't remember that show at all.
Well, you know, you'd hate for it to get stale.
I wish I had a producer. Roger can be our producer.
I also have doobies.
There you go.
And I also have gummy bears. And
you're loaded for. You don't need to go anywhere for about 12 hours.
No, yeah, don't plan on going anywhere for 12 hours.
That's about how long a session is, everybody. So if you ever want to come on the show, keep in mind you're going to be
when I'm on here, anyways.
I'm feeling smug because this past week I picked up 40 bottles of 30-year-old port for under $60.
Oh, 30 bottles!
Wow, whoa. Is that 60 Australian or 60 US?
60 Australian.
That's insane.
Holy shit.
Are you using a glass or are you just drinking it straight out of the bottle?
Yes, queen.
Well, I kind of look at, like, birthdays and Christmases for the next year. I'm set. I'm done.
We set for the weekend.
Who needs to be drunk now? So it's like, right, we will be drinking port a lot.
And when are you on headphones, like microphone headphones?
Yes.
Okay, because we're getting a lot of low end when you're talking and then some static as well. So you might want to try disconnecting and reconnecting those.
Okay.
But yeah, I was going to say, get the wine bottle and put the crumple straw in it that you can, you know, have it hanging out the edge so you can drink.
For anyone, I do want to do some housekeeping real quick. In the discussion group on Facebook, we are there in solidarity. Let's be nice.
I'm
not
going
to go into the details. But there was a post that some people it had to do with schools. It made some people feel frustrated, which is reasonable. And then the anonymity of the internet had some people lashing out. in some not nice ways.
Guys, I'm going to make Felicia in charge of the Facebook because I don't go there anymore.
And I don't want to. I don't want.
Neither do I.
Yeah, I don't want to see that anymore.
Anyone's
listening? So, just because, like I understand, like I have been known to call people fash and to shut the fuck up and all that stuff, but generally because they're being fash. But in our discussion group, we don't allow fash. We don't allow hate speech. It's supposed to be a safe space for people to have these discussions, from an inclusive
place. It's supposed to be fun too, guys. It's
supposed to be fun. And it's not, why are you whining at me? Oh my God,
rule number one on the Facebook group is don't be an asshole.
Yeah. And like, I get it. Like, sometimes people need to have somebody to be an asshole to them. But that discussion group, we're not going to, if there's somebody causing some shit.
You're not paying us enough to do be assholes to you professionally.
Yeah. Yeah. If somebody is pulling some shit, if there's any hate speech, if there's some bigotry, if there is discrimination, stuff like that going on. I just tag me. I'm not going to waste my time.
Just shut it down.
Yeah.
Guys, we've kick banned people for less.
I don't really care, but like
I've refunded people's patron money because mm-hmm. I'm like, nope, fuck you, get out of here.
Yeah, we're not gonna fuck around with any sort of toxicity. But I'm not gonna use the ban hammer on everyone for every little indiscretion. I'm not gonna do like I hate moderators who like are looking for every rule break. To be punitive. That's not my style. I'm not there to be a police officer because I'm not. I'm not
a cop. What?
I'm not a fucking cop. but I do expect that in a group where we like this show is largely about solidarity. I expect solidarity and an assumption of good intentions from anyone commenting and anyone posting. So like I will go and do a post in there explaining this, and I'm not calling anyone out. I'm just saying going forward, if anyone's listening to this from here, I expect better behavior in the discussion group than I saw today. And I will say stuff. I'm not punitive. I'm not looking to like treat people like shit or be like naughty, naughty. But yeah, like if somebody's doing hate shit, if somebody's doing bigotry shit, that there's not going to be room for a discussion. Just tag me. That's not what that group is for.
Yeah, tagging Felicia is the akin of going.
It's time to stop. It's time to stop. Okay.
Yeah, that's what that means. Whenever Felicia gets tagged, so I'm glad you're willing to do that because I've got Facebook and a lot of stuff auto publishes there, but I don't. Go to that cesspool anymore. I mean, Twitter's just about as bad, but I'm just saying.
Well, but the Facebook group has always been pretty chill.
Oh, like, they're good people. And that's the way I'll jump in there every once in a while, but I check my Facebook once a week, maybe, I think. Yeah. I check Messenger more often, but that's probably using it just as much, but who knows? But anyway, let's see. What do we have to... Oh, I meant we wanted to talk about later on in the show, the... whole Atheist International, whatever the fuck they are, Atheist International Allies, or I don't know the name of the organization, but them calling KC on Godless Engineer's wife cunt, you know.
Who did that?
You didn't hear about that this past week? They called KC. It was, I'd have to go into my show notes. I don't have them up yet, but.
Is that the whole Hemet Meta thing with the.
Hemet Meta has been going against the Atheist Alliance International group. Yeah. Because
they're the ones that hired and then fired Davey.
Yeah. Dave Silverman.
They suck.
So we'll be getting to that.
My friend Courtney was involved with them and she said it's just a shit show.
Yeah. Oh, she's moved on to better. That's Atheist Mom, isn't it?
Yep, and she's got her own now, which is IAA, which I am now a member of.
Put in a good word. I want to get her on the show. I've been trying to get her on to come on.
Well, oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm very good friends with her.
Well, I've
been to her house. She made schnitzel. I was like, yeah. I know. I was like, woohoo.
The AA, the MythCon people, they
I'll still go to MythCon if they have me. If they pay my way, going to MythCon, and
I will not be joining you.
I will be going on stage dressed like Borat in the fucking singlet with the ball hanging out the side of the. Oh, wait, let me tuck that away. And the other one pops out and be like, oh, sorry, I can't contain myself. You know?
Oh, please. Somebody was doing that out here in California wearing the same thing.
That sounds like Vadim from Creationist Cat. When
we're supposed to be having on, I think, next week. We'll have to see, but we'll
find out. Got a reminder to check in with him. He's pretty cool. I've talked with him a few times. And he, when he went, he knew it was going to be a shit show.
That's the only reason I want to go.
His you know, his play, like his music to play him out, like onto the stage, was just like him, like techno saying, I'm pretty amazing. I'm pretty amazing. And so like, I love that shit because they suck. And it shouldn't be treated seriously.
Shout out to a smaller channel out there. Science Lad, Jangles Science Lad, I think is the channel name. He does debates. He did one with David Silverman where he just kept giving Dave Silverman more rope to hang himself with. Oh. And he's very much a data-driven kind of debater guy. So he had on a guy this week that was talking about how there's more Muslim grooming gangs going through England and stuff like
that. Oh, for God's sake.
And the guy's like, okay, so what's your evidence of this? Well, it's this article right here. That article says nothing about this whatsoever. Why did I spend 3 hours of work if this is your only data point? Oh, God, it was good. He just took him down piece by piece. There's like a best of. It's like 14 minutes long where he gets the guy essentially to talk about race realism with IQ scores and everything.
Wait a second. Ooh, man. Are we talking Andrew Sullivan crap here with the bell curve?
Yeah, pretty much. There's still people going with that in these days.
It's people cite the bell curve all the time. Shout out to the channel Sean, who did, was it 2.5 hours? Yes, it was 2.5 hours. Breaking down everything wrong with the bell curve. It takes 2.5 hours. There's a lot wrong in that book. So much wrong, including one of their studies. They transcribed the data wrong, and it's just, they were like, the average IQ was for these men, African men in a factory, like it was in Africa, and it was a factory there. They're like, was 81. No. That was the number of participants.
So, oh, that's quite the sample set there.
Yeah, quite the sample set. And also, it wasn't an IQ test. And also, it didn't assign a number. But they claim, like the book claims that they all had an IQ of 81. That was not what it said. That's not what it said at all.
That wouldn't even be possible.
It was pretty. It was pretty great. Well, sure, it's possible. Like the average IQ is 100. It's a, go watch the video. It's very complicated because I'm not really a big fan of IQ tests at all.
No, they're bullshit. It's absolutely bullshit. Bunk.
Yeah.
But to say everybody had the same IQ.
It was the average IQ.
Sorry. Oh, average. Okay.
The average IQ was 81. Yeah. Not the all. Okay. I'm sorry if I misspoke. The average IQ was 81. But again, that was the number of the participants. So it's not even. No.
So let's get to a couple of news items that are not going to fit.
Nude the show, items. Let's nude do items. That. Yeah.
No, I'm just.
Again? Fuck. Here we go. No, I'm just kidding.
Saw nipple. I'm seeing. So okay, Nick Cannon got fired. Anybody knows who Nick Cannon is? The husband of Mariah Carey.
Yeah. Although didn't they rehire him after he apologized?
Well, no. Here's the thing. He got fired off of CBS from Viacom, but Fox is still going to continue.
Oh, okay.
And so he's not really fired. He just doesn't have that. What the hell was it? America's Got Talent thing.
Didn't he do the Masked Singer?
He's still going to be on Masked Singer on Fox. So,
okay. Oh, well, that's another reason not to watch Fox.
Right. And so what happened is that on his podcast, everybody's got a fucking podcast nowadays. I swear to Christ. It's just different when you're rich because you can get people to do all the fucking work for you. All you got to do is come in front of the thing and turn on the mic and be like, blah, 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 blah. I'm going to talk anti-Semitic shit like Nick Cannon did here. So
he didn't just do it once. He did it twice.
So he had it on. He had on the show with him, Public Enemy rapper Professor Griff. And Cannon claimed that black people are the true Hebrews. And he gave voice to anti-Semitic conspiracy theories. It doesn't go into detail about the conspiracy theories here, but anyway, he wrote a non-pology, which is just funny to me because he's like, anyone who knows me, that I have no hate in my heart nor malice intentions.
I don't know.
You. Yes, you do.
I don't know if this is true. Like, I'm sorry. Not from people I've talked to who listen to it. That's not what he said. They said that's not that he wasn't saying that like Jews run the world or anything like that. But that he was pushing back on the ideas that like black people are anti-Semitic and stuff like that. I don't know. I haven't listened to it myself, so I have chosen to just shut the fuck up on it.
Which is why I'm not doing a whole lot on here. That's why I'm moving on to the next story. Yeah, is that so, like, Roger Stone?
I don't know. I have friends who actually listened to it who didn't feel that way.
I'm mainly bringing it up because I fucking hate the fact that everybody has a podcast. Like, this used to be like the place where the people that won, like, podcasting used to be pretty fucking, you'd had to be a weirdo to do a podcast. Like, when it first started up in, God,
that's why I started.
It was like 2004, 2003 or something like that, where like when most podcasts started to go like mainstream, like you started getting like tech TV podcasts. Yeah, that was a fucking show. But anyway, for it to be in 2020, it's like every celebrity and their dog has a fucking podcast nowadays. It's like how John Krasinski got his multi-millions of dollars because he made just fucked off and decided to make a show while he was, I mean, rip off a show while he was hanging out at home during COVID. But
yeah, rip off a show that he ripped all the stories off, he had 29 like temporary workers that are brought on
he had staff.
Hmm. It was really stupid. It was all a grift. And then he was like, he only planned to do a few episodes and then he sold it. It wasn't, and he didn't do anything. Yeah. He didn't do anything.
No,
he didn't do anything. He read it. He read what? From aggregated stories.
Once again, fucking power to the podcasters, because we used to do this shit raw. Like, I still run my shit through WordPress. Come on, man. Like, I know what the fuck I'm doing when it comes to making this shit. It's like when you have people like that be like, I don't know, I have a guy that does it for me, I pay somebody, and which is probably the smarter thing to do, but okay, next one that we have up here. Oh, wait.
I want to know something first.
Yeah.
Wade the Scrapper, who's in the comments, or is in the chat, sorry, of the show here, says he's in Canada, or where in Canada, because you sound like you're describing where I am.
What is it? It's fucking hot in Utah. That's all I'm gonna say right now. It's like I have bottles of distilled water in my garage, like near the house in the fucking garage, that are like 90 degrees warm. Like,
no, it's been hot.
It's been, it fucking been so hot. So
there's a reason my hair is pulled up tonight, and it's just because I've been too warm to like wear it down. I'm like, no, I'm not just wearing this over my neck right now. Come on right now.
So Kyle, your backdrop got us a $5 super chat from GRX, who says, thanks for the reminder not to panic between Teflon Don and anti-science bull. It's getting really hard to remember.
So hard. I need to like paint it on my wall.
My breakdown, I'm kind of panicking at this point. My breakdown this week, and I didn't have like a fucking manic episode or anything like that, but I had just a, man, I fucking give up in the world. I'm just going to stay in this bubble and play video games all week. Was not only between, you know, fucking up the recording last week, it was also these people that I call my fellow citizens are too fucking stupid. Like, it hurts my brain to realize how stupid people are. And the Wayfair thing had a lot to do with that as well. I don't know if you guys have heard about the Wayfair.
Oh, I heard about Wayfair.
Yes. What now?
Yes.
Okay, Wayfair. We'll get to that in the Patreon show. We'll get to that in a little bit.
Dear God. I mean, dear Cthulhu. Oh. Just when you think it can't get any stupider.
Oh, it can.
Edmonton, Alberta, we have there.
Oh, Edmonton. Oh, I'm sorry, Wade. I mean, obviously, by my 604 moniker, you probably figured out I'm in Vancouver. So,
BC.
Vancouver, Hollywood North.
Holy shit. Man, I wish we were like we're better friends when I was up that way. Could have like met up with me and my family when we went to Vancouver for a day trip. That would have been cool.
Oh, like totally. Them. Well, if you're coming back here sometime.
I'm sure we will at some point. We love Vancouver. At some point,
they'll let us in again.
Will I still be alive, though?
I'll have to come across and look for a house to, like...
Maybe if I take some gummy here.
My mom was living in Bellingham for a while, and so...
Oh, I love Bellingham!
Right? Yeah, it was nice. It was a nice area.
Love the smell of the mill there, constantly.
Was it a paper mill?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
It just smells so...
I lived in Pine Bluff, Arkansas. We had a paper mill nearby there, too. Fuck, that stunk. Like, every place I've lived in, like, my entire adult life has had a shitty stink nearby it.
Mm-hmm. you get used to it after a year or two.
No.
Not by the human poop processing plant near the bridge.
No. I used to live across the street from... not across the street, but across the river. From the J&L steel plant where the coke ovens ran 24/7, and you get the smell of rotten eggs when the coke oven misfired.
I don't care about smells anymore. I'll deal with the lake stink. It's the jets.
Holy penis!
Yeah, we live near
military jets.
Near the military base, and the F-35s are 30 decibels louder than the 16s that they used to fly.
Yes, they are. They were. They are a waste of so much money, you guys. They are slower, louder, and less capable than the planes they were supposed to replace.
That's right.
They are an entire waste of money, and they fly them every fucking day.
Multiple times a day.
Multiple times a day. Often. And they're so loud. One time they took off at 5 a.m. and I tweeted at Hill Air Force Base, like, what the fuck? What the fuck? And they were like,
you live on the other side of the hill of it there. I live on this side of it where they fly out to the range. And so they fly. They use the main road by my house as like the line to point the direction where they need to go.
Mm-hmm. I hate them.
So goddamn loud. And we have the mountains too. So
and the only reason that they do it in this area is because rich people don't live here. So they can get away with it. Because if rich people, like, they would be calling the governor and getting that shit stopped now. Like, you know it would happen. Like,
that's the funny thing is, like, I don't know why they have to take off going the direction where all the suburbs are when they could take off the other direction and fly over the fucking nothingness that's out there. I'm just shitting on Weber County. I'm just going to shit on Weber County because I fucking hate those guys. Anyway, Roger Stone, I wanted to get to this story.
Did he get a new tattoo?
No, he should get one on his ass saying thanks, Don. You know, he is Israel a.
He should get one on his ass of him licking Donald Trump's shoe.
So you guys know that he's born again now. He's a born again Christian.
Oh, I'm sure he is.
Of course, he is. Brother X? Are you telling me he found?
He found Jesus with the hands of like Robert Jeffress and those guys that helped him find Jesus.
He certainly did not.
I wonder where Robert laid his hands.
Well, the reason he found Jesus is because he knows that looks better for parolees because this country is.
Yeah, work with Charles Colson.
But anyway, he said that he had felt good since he had taken Jesus Christ as his personal savior. And now is relying on Christian propaganda networks to lift up his reputation. So they're whitewashing Roger Stone.
What are you doing,
Felicia? I am jerking off vigorously with two hands.
He was on Christian Broadcasting Network.
Jerking himself off to handle.
Of course he was.
He said the following: I really do believe those who are trying to undo this president, those who are trying to destroy me, trying to destroy Michael Flynn. No, Michael Flynn did that himself. So did you, Roger. You broke the goddamn law. And you were convicted of it. So, Michael Flynn, who's a very good man and a great American patriot war hero. I do believe they're satanic, is what he said.
I need whiskey now. God damn it. I'm not ready. I'm not ready for this week. This is going to be rough for me.
He's blaming people like Kyle and myself for being the ones to bring him down.
It's the same shit that Charles Charles Colson said in 1975 to get himself out of jail.
So the real funny thing that's about this here is that CBN News, and I just wanted to get to this line, Christian Broadcasting News, where he was having this interview, reached out to former members of the Office of the Special Counsel about Stone's satanic remark, and the spokesman declined to comment. What the fuck was CBN? What were they trying to get out of the Mueller team? Like, yes, we praise the Dark Lord, and yes, we've...
They were probably hoping to say that they were doing something in the basement of Comet Pizza.
They weren't hoping. They were hoping for no comment, which they can be like, see, they won't talk to us. Of course. That's what they were hoping for.
Yes, ma'am. See,
that makes them evil, because they won't let us just fucking whitewash all this stuff. You guys know who Seb Gorka is, right?
Oh.
I found this little bit of a link. I couldn't find the original audio, so I had to grab it from the Sam Cedar show.
Holy shit. Is if on cue, though. Sorry, real What's quick.
That? No, you're okay.
Robert Evans of Bellingcat, Worst Year Ever, Behind and the Bastards. Other, Robert Evans, conflict journalist. He's been covering Portland protests. He just took a picture of an unguarded, abandoned police squad car in the middle of a protest. God damn, I told you this was a tactic. I told you this was bait.
They do it. Yeah.
It's bait.
So, it's totally bait.
I want to let you guys know that we're on the same side as Seb Gorka right now. Believe it or not.
What?
Yeah, we God are. We are on the same.
There's not enough.
There's not enough whiskey or liquor in this world, but it's about QAnon. So it's going to be kind of funny. Here we go. Here's the audio here.
Let's go to Lisa in Denver. Line 4. Welcome, Lisa.
The fucking act that he's putting on to do this audio is like, I'm Dracula, and I want to suck your blood.
He doesn't want to suck the blood. He wants to...
Joe. Shut up, there's nothing wrong with that.
Joe, that's twice I've heard you imply gayness is a bad thing tonight.
Sorry, Don.
Cocksuckers are heroes.
Right. So, Seb Gorka, probably not a cocksucker because he doesn't know how to give anybody pleasure. here we go.
Hi, doctor. I like listening to you, and I saw you on TV before, and I trust your opinion. I wanted to ask you about this Michael Flynn. He took an oath, supposedly, to this QAnon that is supposed to be working with Trump to dismantle these global-wide devil-worshipping pedophile networks.
Okay, so just let that dissolve a little bit, like his gummy bear right now, Neil. You're
it was orange.
Oh, okay. Just gonna let that like seep in there for 1 second.
Fucking present. Oh, inquisitive quandary. Oh, look, a gummy bear. He actually made a meme of me, a gummy bear with my thing on and hair.
Oh, yeah.
IQ is a good guy. I love IQ.
He makes the best memes.
All right, here we go.
And he did this with his family on the 4th of July in a video. And I was just wondering if you,
Lisa, please stop.
Yes, please stop.
That's how I feel.
Eddie Albert. He sounds like Eddie Albert in Green Acres. Lisa.
I need you to get off the internet, and I need you to call your kids and just talk to them about literally anything but politics. Literally anything.
It's been
Log on. And every time you feel like logging on, call your kids and talk about anything but politics.
I'm mainly mad because I'm looking. This is a video of him doing his thing. I'm looking behind his shoulder, and he has like a Predator action figure behind him, a Minion, an ED-209. He has the three main droids of Star Wars, BB-8, R2, and C-3PO. He has a TARDIS. And he has a Cyberman behind him. So
you know you can.
But does he have Marvin the Martian?
See, our show's better.
He doesn't have a Gretzko. I'll tell you that right now.
Does he have sparkles?
No, in his hair probably. But anyway, he's going to say, "Lisa, you're tearing me apart, Lisa." No, hang on.
Like it's okay.
It's all garbage.
You.
Mike Flynn didn't take a vote to anything, okay? QAnon is a scam. It's a cult. Please, Lisa, don't believe the garbage. Will you do that for me?
Well, there really are pedophilia networks globally.
Pedophiles in every country, but there's no global network of pedophiles linked to the Illuminati or anything else, okay? It is absolute snake oil. There is evil that walks the earth because man is fallen. But QAnon and everything they spread complete garbage.
I just love that. We've got people on the left and people on the right saying, no, your ideas are garbage and you should throw them there. But no, you're not going to, because now you're going to use that as ammunition saying, well, they're in it too. And I had lengthy discussions this week about how these idiots are trying to go after someone like Tom Hanks. And the person was like, how do you know Tom Hanks isn't a pedophile?
Don't forget, like, Oprah.
Until there's evidence of the thing, I'm not going to believe the thing. No, you want me to prove a negative? No,
I don't know that he's not. I know. I've heard. I haven't looked at Epstein's book that he hung out with Epstein. I don't know. I don't believe Stephen Hawking was a pedophile. I don't.
He was a creepy old. He did nasty things every once in a while, but.
He definitely shouldn't have been hanging out with Epstein. He should have known better. But like, I don't think like the party that he was at, there's a lot of images of that night. There's a ton of people there. That was just like Epstein, like bumping shoulders with scientists and stuff. Like that was just a thing he did aside from the child sex trafficking.
That when you have a drug dealer like Epstein, let's just say drug dealer because he's dealing in adrenochrome, you know, let's just go ahead and give it out there for the QAnon people. We're just gonna wear it out in the open.
Don't feed their cult. God damn it.
So when you have that guy out in the open going to the other rich communities where they're like, hey, I've got a private island. He has something to sell. That's why he was at most of those parties, you know?
Yeah. No, I mean, and that was like his thing, was like hobnobbing and shit. Like, he was also like a deeply like star fucker kind of guy. You know what I mean?
Like, absolutely.
Yeah. Like, so just to say that someone ever met him.
We're talking Epstein, not Hawking. Talking Epstein, not Hawking, guys. Yeah. Stephen Hawking was a star fucker also, but
he was also a star fucker. Yes. But like Epstein, like not everyone who ever met him or ended up in his black book is necessarily a pedophile. Like there definitely is some people like we should be investigating all of it. Absolutely. And if Tom Hanks fucked a kid, then
we will deal with that when we reach that.
Yes. But like this, and like there doesn't need to be an international cabal where pizza means child fucking. They don't need to do that. That's not what they don't need to. There doesn't need to be a massive conspiracy. It just doesn't.
Somebody in the chat said, well, he hung out with Stephen Hawking, hung out with him after his conviction. Why are we giving the smartest man in the world a pass again?
I didn't give him a pass. I said he should have known better. I just said I don't think Stephen Hawking, I don't have a reason to believe Stephen Hawking raped a kid. I'm not giving him a pass. Well,
he wouldn't really have been able to.
I've heard he ran over toes. You
know? He sounds like he was kind of a dick a lot, but like, no, he absolutely should have known better. There's no way he didn't know about the conviction. And if he didn't, then like that's a failing on his part too, to not know who he's hanging out with. Right. I'm not giving him a pass. Not even a little bit. I just don't think that he was a child rapist as of this moment. That's all.
Hawking?
Yeah, Hawking. I don't think Hawking was.
Highly unlikely.
That's like my feeling is like, and he wasn't like a regular around Epstein.
No.
Where I think that's a bigger warning sign. But it doesn't matter because, I mean, Hawking definitely, I know it's posthumous at this point, but we should be critical of, you know, looking at who we think of as heroes and be like, that guy hung out with a known child trafficker. So like,
of course we should be always.
He did that.
Yes, Crapo. And we are saying here that if he did something like that, it should come to light and we should all of us be able to go fuck that guy. You know?
Yeah.
I don't give a shit if you're the smartest person in the room. If you've touched a kid, you're fucking dead in my book. You know? Yeah. It's just,
right.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that I don't know that he did it yet.
And also, I mean, keep in mind, Crapo, we have a approximate knowledge of most everything. We don't have up-to-date, minute-to-minute, all of the things that happened with Stephen Hawking and Jeffrey Epstein. If there is new evidence that we don't know of, we'll listen to it, you know?
Yep. Yep. Mm-hmm.
And he says, whatever, I have Epstein brain. Yes, you obviously know more about Jeffrey Epstein and the comings and the goings of celebrities that were with him. Great. I have to know mixing board, computer, computer, mixing board, computer. I have to have this shit going, camera. I have to make sure that the stream is running, and then I have to listen to chat, and I have to make sure I keep the show rolling. Sorry. Right. Moving on.
We also just need to keep in mind that just because two people associated doesn't mean that anything nefarious happened.
That's right.
Other than I think Hawking fucked up by hanging out with him.
Sure.
Yeah. I agree.
Like that, we know that happened, and Hawking should have known better.
Like Hawking hanging out with Doofus Rick, he probably shouldn't have done that.
Right.
That's, all the other Ricks are just going to judge him.
Right. It's also entirely probable that they just both happen to be in the same place. Same
no, 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 no. Hawking went to Epstein's Island.
Yeah, he was on boats.
Yeah, on a boat. Too, yeah.
So he, it wasn't that they were at the same party. It was definitely his association by going there is the guilt because he was invited by Epstein and went. Yeah.
But also at the same point, we're also realizing that Stephen Hawking wasn't able, unless he had some sort of biomechanical armor that he could put on when he was out of the wheelchair. He wasn't exactly doing hostile type things to all these people. Hostile, like E-L, not I-L-E, you know? You're not pulling eyeballs out with vice grips and, like, you know, cutting shit off.
I don't want to engage in wild speculation, so I'm just not going
to. I love that. It's one of my favorite times of the shows.
Fine.
Oh, we got Seb Gorka on our side this week. The world is topsy fucking turvy.
I am not saying this happened. I'm saying that with the aid of someone else, he could have engaged in child abuse. There is no evidence that he did so I'm not going to say I believe he did because I don't.
But at the same time, fuck that person too.
Yeah, I mean, if they did that, like, mm-hmm. I'm not like all of them. If Tom Hanks did it, if any of them, I want them all exposed, every single one, and I'm not gonna like cry over it. So
the thing about an open secret is it's still secret to some people. And it wasn't like invitations were sent out, come to my island and screw underage children.
No, but like a lot of people hung out with
him. At that time, everybody knew Epstein was the guy soliciting and doing this kind of thing.
And who had also raped kids. Like he'd already been convicted and all that.
Well, it's like me finding a guy down the street that might be like totally into the same retro gaming stuff that I'm into, or, you know, might be a good guy to hang out with. Until you find out he's got a record of doing shit like this, and it'd be like, bro, as much as I love our time together, I cannot be anywhere near you because you are a child fucker. So
this wasn't an open secret. This was just open.
Yeah.
Like, it was just open.
And GRX said it's possible that he went to get money for research.
Yeah, but that's more speculation. Unlikely. On top of speculation.
And I don't care. That's not good enough. That's not a good enough answer for me.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
But it's like going to Hitler and be like, can I get a research grant?
Right. Like, you don't.
I just saw
that's not a good enough reason.
No, it's not. No. And it's I wouldn't want that money anyways. It's almost like rape money or something.
Harvard, like after they got caught.
Money from the Duvaliers.
Yeah. At Harvard, after they got caught taking money from him after his conviction, we're like, we didn't know. We'll no longer take money from him. But then, like, they did, like, again.
Yo, how about
twice, I think. Wasn't it twice they did?
How about all of these colleges that have, like, around $2 billion endowments?
Yeah.
Stop charging for college. How about you stop doing that?
Yeah.
It's just like Utah and the Mormon Church. Mormon Church, you don't need tithing money anymore. That's a drop in the bucket compared to what you make on dividends when it comes to your businesses.
They don't want the tithing for money. They want the tithing
for control.
For control. They want people feel like when they sacrifice some, it's a sunk cost. It's a sunk cost.
To me, it's like walking up to Smog and just be like, here, sir, here are my 5 copper gold, my copper coins for you. And he's just like, great.
And Smog would have been, he would have been about it. That's all I'm saying. He was a dragon.
Copper, all you have. You better be lucky I don't burn your
family.
That's
my Smog. pretty good at it.
Yeah, I got a letter from Pitt asking for money, and they have an endowment over $3 billion. So I sent a reply back asking, why don't you liquidate some of that endowment and reduce the tuition?
Because educating people has never been the goal. That's the thing. And so
they didn't like my response, and I found myself blocked from them on Twitter.
Educating people is a bad idea because then they're going to see through your bullshit.
I hate the fact that we have all these for-profits, everything around, but that's America for you in 2020. Let's see, we are at about that time, aren't we? Let's see, it just barely clicked over to 10 p.m mountain time here, so we got a couple of minutes. Let's get some let's get a couple of Q&A's out there, guys. If you have any questions, we will answer them. I know it's got to be a bit of a delay. Otherwise, we'll let the patrons ask us a question if you guys have anything.
I know you're wondering, and my underwear is black, just so you know.
I'm surprised you're wearing underwear.
Normally, I don't, but this is, you know, this is a big, big deal. So I had to put something on.
It's a classy show. You've got to wear it.
Exactly.
Just call us classy.
So it's the podcast equivalent of a black tie event, black underwear. Yes, event.
It's a black event. We call it.
No, if it was a black tie event, I'd be wearing Tommy John's.
Hang on here. I'll get my black tie just a second. Oh no, it's way over there. Forget it.
Too goddamn far.
It's like work. Oh no, actually, I keep forgetting that I now have Bluetooth headphones, so I can actually walk away from the computer. You can
get up and
those are great. I can
do stuff.
Totally.
You can go to the bathroom.
Transmitter for the fucking the.
Just make sure you turn them off before you go to the bathroom. Definitely.
Yeah, turn the speaker, turn the microphone off. Yeah.
I think they're separate.
I don't have the microphone on this one activated, so you're okay.
So I have 2 questions. One is my microphone still making funny noises?
Nope. Sounds great now.
Good. And 2, it's not towel day, Kyle. What's with the background?
Oh, you're muted.
It's a reminder.
It's just a good idea to make sure that we let everybody know that you don't need to panic.
Right. So it's every day. Every day can be towel day if you want. Right.
I panic every morning when I get up and listen to the news.
Maybe that's what we need is towel protests. People just walking out in the street carrying their towels.
And nothing else?
No.
Well, I mean, the towels would be very helpful. Oh, your Jack Skellington tithe. God. What's this?
There we go. Black tie. Oh, sorry. There you go.
Oh, God.
Let's see. If anyone's interested, basically all my Epstein knowledge comes from the podcast True Anon, though I learned the Hulk thing myself, so never mind. Still fascinating stuff. Sorry, I'll be quiet. You don't need to be quiet. We don't ever want anybody to come on here and just say, oh God, they're talking back to me, I better shut up. No, that's not it at all. It's a matter of realizing that we are imperfect people, that this is not our job. This is just something.
Oh, I mean, sorry.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay.
Oh, okay. That's
fucking
I got the whole inducing.
I've got my snake eyes mask I should come back with after the break. Except it's for kids, so it doesn't cover all the way down. Like, so you got this big beard and double chin coming out from underneath the snake eye mask. Like he's had too many McDoubles or whatever the fuck. What is it? The
bacon.
The double down from KFC. Like he really enjoys those things.
Oh, fuck. Those are good.
Are they still a thing?
Yes.
Oh my God.
No, they're still selling them in California.
Fuck yeah, so I'm going good. To KFC tomorrow.
I went in there and I ordered like 5 of them one time, and all my friends were like, you are going to die after eating those goddamn things.
You guys should try to Google X tries a double down. I think I made a video about that ages ago, and I think it still exists. And
I did too. It's on my other channel, my Sarah 13 channel.
I took a video of that while I was at work, which was a no-no at that other job I was at. They're like, you're not supposed to have cameras in here.
Oh, well.
No, no harm, no foul. I was just eating a chicken sandwich. It's not like you could see anything.
Oh, their steaks are so fucking good, though.
I know. I wish I could get away with them, but Mr. Meter won't let me.
Why?
Blood sugar.
Diabetic
tastes
like that kind of stuff, man.
Just put your insulin in before you go get it. Load up on it and be like, no. I'm here for a double now.
I can go to El Pollo Loco, which is boiled. Oh, El Pollo Loco.
Yeah, but that's not so fun, good. Though.
Oh, it's so good, though.
We have a place here that does peri-peri chicken called Nando's. And it's fucking phenomenal.
Oh, Nando's is brilliant. We have those here too. And it's just the most
fucking delicious.
You said the magic word.
I love it because I'm vegetarian and they have this really nice plant-based protein that they pitters and the burgers and stuff. And my son and I go there all the time because it's delicious.
Oh, yeah. Something about peri-peri just gives me like a food boner every time.
Now, Neil, IQ just sent me the gummy bear picture.
Oh, did he?
he said for context. He put it on Twitter, so I'm gonna retweet that to everybody out there if anybody wants to.
Oh, good Lord. I haven't even done that yet.
No, you know what? I'll keep it secret. I'll wait for you.
No, feel free. It's all good. I don't care. I haven't even saved it to my phone yet. Uh-oh.
Speaking of which, right?
Interesting.
Okay, folks. Well, I didn't see a whole bunch of questions and stuff out there. Felicia's chair is an excellent ventriloquist. No, she's not throwing her voice. It's just she probably needed a pee break. And so Crapo, don't worry about it. You don't have to hate diverting the conversation too much. No, don't worry about it. The conversation goes where I and everybody else on the panel wants it to go. That's how Utah Outcast has worked, and I'm fine with that because I would rather have a chat and a conversation with people where it goes off into the fucking reeds than to just have a serious business. We need to talk.
This is why I love coming on here. You just never know.
We've run the gamut this time, so
it's one of the great things about being here is that you can have a difference of opinion, and it's just people will say, "Yeah, I don't agree with you," and that's it.
We're not going to just be like
uptight or upset about it.
We're not going to shit on you for having a differing opinion, you know?
Yeah, I mean, this isn't The View, which is a shouting match.
I'm just glad we're still small enough now that, like, our chat rolls around in a slow enough manner we can get to things, you know? I see some people with big channels where shit just rolls by so quick, and I'm like, how are you going to address any of that?
Those channels generally, But they'll say, if you want us to address something, use a super chat, like a little $1 or $2 super chat.
Yeah, see, and then they'll
be able to do that.
I still read everybody's chats. So.
They also tend to hire one person just to keep a monitor on the feed and try and pull out what looks like an interesting point for the talking head to talk about.
Let's see.
It's staff. You need to be big enough to have staff.
God, I could use staff. I need a place to record, though. that's where I want to do next is I want to get everybody in the same area so we have good video, good audio all the time. So
GRX, I guess, in the chat is telling me to, if I like spicy food, to hit up Calabash on Pender, which I've been to like fucking 40 times or something because it's good.
It showed up over here as 4 asterisks and a Y. Is it spicy is what it should say?
Yes.
Or does it say shitty? Because
spicy food hit up Calabash.
That's so funny that it showed
and
up.
Many times. On my pretty good. And okay, Dunn's pretty good too. I've lived it here my whole life. So
Azozio says PlayStation or Xbox?
PlayStation.
Current generation PlayStation.
I was just playing Championship Golf on there.
I picked up all the Dark Souls games this week, which I'm probably never going to play because I have the Ninja one. I can't remember what the hell that one was called. Same game, same context, same way of running things, but it's Sekiro, something Shadows Die Twice, I think is what it's called. It's fucking hard, man, and I don't have time to play hard games. I put them on easy just so I can get through them.
you get through them on easy, and then you switch it up.
If you like the gameplay enough that you want to go back to it.
If you like the gameplay enough, yeah.
Which I thought I would do with the new Star Wars game that came out, Fallen Order.
Mm-hmm.
But it got really fucking repetitive. So I'm like, eh, no, I'm not going to go back and play this anymore.
If it gets too hard, you turn it back to easy.
Well, Battlefront, though, that's a lot of fun.
I still need to finish Star Wars Battlefront 2 because there's a whole story I want to catch there. That's
what I'm playing, too. Mm-hmm.
I need to get back to that one. I have both. I have Xbox One and I have a PS4. But as far as game count goes this generation, PS4, I've got like 60 games on it and I've only got like 5 for Xbox, only because I don't need it on multiple consoles. I mean, like if it's console exclusive, I will usually pick it up, but they haven't come out with tons of like console only stuff for the Xbox this generation. Okay.
PlayStation outsells Xbox like 3-1 anyways.
And with the new consoles coming out this fall, I'll probably pick up both of those as well because I'm stupid.
I'm just gonna stick with PC.
Although I need to do the Wii shit
the Switch. I love my Switch.
Switch though. And Wii and N64 for all the Mario Kart stuff because that shit's the bomb.
Love my Switch shit. Because it's Nintendo's its own platform. It always has been its mm-hmm. own platform. So when it comes to like gaming and stuff on computers and stuff, I like PC gaming, which is why I downloaded a fucking virtual machine to run Windows 10 on my Mac this week. So
yeah, I like PC gaming too.
It's great. Yeah. I'm able to play Minecraft on my Macintosh now. It's great.
And I'm still trying to master GL Golf on my Mac.
I'm still playing Heroes of Might and Magic for fuck's sakes.
Look, I mean, when I'm playing golf on my Mac, it's damn. I mean, I feel like Trump. I've got 50 mulligans so far by the 8th hole.
50 mulligans.
Okay, so last question, same person. Any music recommendations for this week? Does anybody have anything they want to share?
My band. Check out my band. We're actually not too bad. Liminis, LIMINIS. We're on SoundCloud. And every time I send people over there, they come back and they go, holy shit, dude, that's pretty good. So
what do you,
if you're into hard rock kind of stuff, what do I do with it?
I'm letting everybody ask the questions. I'm asking the questions they'll ask. What do you do in the band?
I'm the singer. I'm the vocalist. Okay,
there you go.
Oh, you're really selling it.
Just come listen. Oh, fine. Whatever.
Check it out. If you like it, let me know.
Felicia,
give you all the tunes for free.
Any music recommendations?
I can't get the King George number from Hamilton out of my head.
Song.
Good Lord.
It's so funny.
Goddamn morning, I wake up with a you'll be back. Da 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 da.
She's already into it.
That's his choreography.
Because he can't move because that crown's like 13 fucking pounds.
Yeah, so like entire choreography is walking and yada da 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 da.
Much better at it than I am. At least you're in time.
I'm gonna suggest to people listen to Death Grips. Underrated hip hop group from I don't even know where the fuck they're from, but I was watching Westworld this past week and I caught up on all the two seasons I missed on that one. And I give them mad respect for playing Death Grips in Westworld. I'm like, well, in the future that would be considered classic hip hop, but it still sounds futuristic enough that it could pass. So cool there. And I was also happy to see that the person that played H from Ready Player One, can't remember their name, but they're in Westworld this season as well. So I was happy to see that. So,
oh my God.
Recognizing smaller actors. So anyway, Kyle's the last one for music. So let's get that and we'll get out of here.
Oh, I don't have any current music recommendations.
I'll put the link to mine.
The song LSD by ASAP Rocky. Yeah, that song is my shit.
There you go, folks. I just put the link to my SoundCloud in the chat there if you're interested.
Who's this Bernstein asshole?
Yeah, who's this fucking dickhead guy? What's your shit all about?
I'll tell everybody to go look up Hurrah Torpedo.
Hurrah.
I'm sure that's a very funny joke. I don't get it.
But I try to make sure
Kyle is funny, so
I mean, I went back and I listened to a whole bunch of old KMFDM and realized, why was I listening to these guys for so many years? But there's a couple of songs that are still good. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying, like, I had a lot of their albums and I'm like, what the fuck, man? Like, this is
it was sad.
Dumb. Okay. How about Benny from New Zealand, who does a song called Super Lonely with Gus Dapperton. You know, that's a good song.
Never heard it.
It's played on the radio stations here, but I'm like, wait, that song has like many cuss words in it. What the fuck, guys? But it's edited for audio. So anyway, guys, we gotta take off. We gotta go do the regular show. So thank you all for joining us once again for an amazing live stream. I'm gonna do that thing where I pass us off to the not the pee break screen. So thanks for watching screen. And don't let me forget to unmute it this time because fuck, that was a hard week last week. God.
Is that
it's okay,
what
man. It's in the past.
That's one of the things that happened. We'll talk about that here in a second.
Lampshade, so, kitty.
Guys, it's been great. I will talk to you all next week. We'll see you.